There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
2, 3.
Program Friday the 22nd of May. Associated with this program at this moment, Mr. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington, Jennifer Horn, Molly Page, and Kenny Kessler with an update on all kinds of things that are going on, including trip. I think, Richie, you have a trip to China scheduled there. I'd ask that we have
I do have a trip to China.
Let's pack our bags and head to China. Like Chinese?
I like Chinese.
Every day, there's something. I could use this song and tell you a story about what's going on in China every day. Sometimes these things pique my interest. What'd you say?
Because it's a great song.
Well, yeah, it is kind of a great
just
song.
Just because it's fun.
Right, it is fun. But some of the things that go on over there, I think yesterday we were talking about those two professors who, was that yesterday or the day before, got arrested for spying. They were working on a program. The federal government paid. This is a great gig, actually. The federal government paid in a grant for these two guys to work out a software program that allowed us to spy on those who were spying on us, if I remember the story correctly. And they sold it to the China. They were Chinese nationals to begin with over here going to school. They got their PhDs here. And so they got paid to come up with the software, and then they sold it to the Chinese.
So the United States and the Chinese were using the same software to spy on each other.
Think about it. Yeah, that's about it.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Wait, it's even deeper. Yeah. To spy on each other and how they were spying on each other.
Right, exactly. All right, so now today's story about China's richest man. China's richest man lost $15 billion yesterday in 1 hour.
The stock dumping wall.
In his in his company went down. This is a day that we'll live in. How can I do this with the rest of us in a straight face after that?
That was funny.
It was funny. Anyway, he went from being the country's richest man to one who's just really, really rich. Not the richest, but really, really rich. Imagine losing $15 billion of personal wealth in
imagine
one.
Imagine having $15 billion to lose.
Having $1.5 billion. Imagine having $150 million. Any or all of those things. All right, so that's...
I know what his fortune cookie said yesterday.
I don't know. Whatever it was probably Wong, Reggie. So Molly is following the situation in Waco, where authorities are defending their handling of the biker situation, because there have been people, believe it or not, who've been complaining about the police. I find that hard to believe. Complaining about the police.
Well, the latest is the Texas Department of Public Safety has issued a bulletin,
really?
Basically saying that the bikers are have them in their sights and are right to get them.
The police are out to get the bikers. That's been going.
Did I turn that around?
A little bit, but so, okay. I thought it was a two-way street anyway. I figure that we were both right, that they want to get the police and the police want to get them.
Well, this is a bulletin that was issued yesterday, and it says members of the Bandidos biker gang are armed, and they're coming after the cops.
Really?
They're mad about what happened. They're mad about the police shooting.
And what's that going to get them?
I don't know the logic here.
What is going on?
What do you
country?
Want from me?
Apparently I was Wong again.
I
Wong. So are they mad? They're mad because the police officers...
They're mad as hell, Jennifer, and they're not going to take it anymore.
Well, that's the people that died in this altercation ended up, like, the majority of them were shot by the police officers. So is that why they're mad? I mean, what are the police supposed to do? Just let them fight it all out, I guess?
Well, the philosophy, excuse me for a second, Mom, apparently was to stand back and let them kill each other off. Wasn't that it?
No, who's going to do that?
I'm all for that.
Maybe that's where I got the idea from.
Clear all the innocent people out of the cafe and let them just shoot it up until
Ritz
everybody...
wants a reality show.
Yeah, no, I know. Last man standing. Let them go. I mean,
all right, so Molly, what's the real story?
That's what these people want to do anyway.
I know they do.
The bulletin includes some locations, some targets, but it hasn't really been substantiated. Mm-hmm. This is just going by what they're calling an informant who says he heard. I mean, it's almost like...
He heard on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Yeah.
This is the story.
It's an informant who's... Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can we talk about the bulletin? Do they have, like, a daily newspaper, like the biker bulletin? Like, how did they disseminate the message?
Twitter.
No, this is a bulletin sent out by the Texas Department of Public Safety.
Oh, okay. I thought it was a biker bulletin.
Ken, let's look on Twitter and see if the Banditos, and what's the other name of the other group?
Tostitos.
The Black Widows.
Leave it to Molly to know. She's right up on her gangster stuff.
Molly's former gang, I think.
I think she is.
No, I'm not.
See, that's why her name is Molly, because she's a gang Moll.
I'm a gang Moll. Actually, I sold my motorcycle when I found my dog.
Oh, really?
That's how that happened.
A sidecar.
I may have to sell a tractor or two to pay for the dog I got yesterday.
Yeah,
that's a story for later on. All right. So let's short circuit this because I want to get to Kenny Burns, the reporter from Baltimore, mm-hmm. who's here to discuss the grand jury indicting all six officers charged in the Freddie Gray case. Remember, this doesn't mean anything other than they were indicted. Grand juries, the whole business, what goes on in a grand jury, is very easily sometimes put out.
Same thing happened with Darren Wilson, right?
Right. Anyway. So let's see what happens with that. Kenny reports for us in a moment here on Good Day.
I had new Belvita breakfast bites this morning. Then what did I do? I got dressed, fed my cat, cut my bangs, wore a hat, got most of my kids to school on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work, missed the rain, saw a sheepdog chase its tail online. Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
This is Larry King. Welcome to another edition of Potty Talk. I'm with Judy Edwards, the co-creator of the Squatty Potty. That's the miraculous small toilet stool seen on TV's Shark Tank, which has taken America by storm and revolutionized the way we go to the bathroom. Judy, people love their Squatty Potty. I received the following email recently from Robin in Pikesville, Maryland. She says, I've been using my Squatty Potty for a few weeks now. How does it work?
You know, a lot of people have said that to me. The Squatty Potty is designed to anatomically put us in the proper position for elimination. Anatomically, we are designed to squat. Without the Squatty Potty, it's like pooping through a king garden hose.
I love my Squatty Potty. Squatty Potties are available nationwide at all Bed Bath & Beyond stores, and they make excellent Father's Day gifts. For a limited time, receive an exclusive 20% off discount by texting the word Doug to 511-511. The only way to receive the special discount is to text the word Doug to 511-511. And that's it for this edition of Potty Talk. Keep on squatting, America.
Want a bright start to summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the Sunny Day Sale and save 30% on paints and stains, May 17th through the 25th. With colors like pool blue, organic green, and daffodil, we've got everything you need to add a splash of color. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed law 50 states and law number 3030.
Here we are at 16 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. The situation in Baltimore is, how do we best, it's in flux.
Fluid.
It's a fluid situation. And so we brought in Kenny Burns, the radio reporter with WYPR in Baltimore, who used to be associated with us here on this program, got a worse job, but we didn't have to get up so early. Kenny, all six of these officers were charged in the Freddie Gray case. What had they been indicted for?
They have been indicted for essentially the same charges, although I did a quick count last night when they brought out the new list of charges. Three or four of them now have a reckless endangerment charge added to them. And three of the officers, they were facing charges of, or a charge of false imprisonment. That charge has been dropped.
All right.
But the serious charges have stuck.
Which are what?
What are the series? Because there was some kind of convoluted murder charge that I read or heard earlier this morning.
Well, they're all facing manslaughter. They're all facing assault and misconduct in office. The only one that was charged with second-degree murder was the driver of the van.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Second-degree murder.
You're thinking of the depraved heart murder.
Yeah. What is it? Give us that charge again.
The actual charge is second-degree depraved heart murder, which was a new one for us when we heard it announced earlier this month. So.
What is that?
It means your intention isn't to kill, right?
Right.
No, doesn't it mean complete disregard for human life? Depraved heart murder?
Yeah. Yeah, complete disregard. You flat out killed him.
Yeah.
It's just one below. You planned it. You looked for the resources. It's definitely not first degree murder.
And this is basically because they didn't put a seatbelt on him.
Mm.
That's right.
That's right. They didn't put a seatbelt on him. They didn't call for medical help. They didn't really check on him.
Isn't this something that has? This is not the first time this has happened in Baltimore. There's a trail here. Right?
Yeah. The Baltimore Sun did an the Baltimore Sun did a recent story over the weekend about people who were injured in the back of those vans.
Yeah, a lot of them.
Yeah.
What, 20 died or something? Didn't I see that number? 20?
I can't remember how many people died, but there were several people got injured.
Yeah,
investigation about people getting injured and settling out of court.
Yeah. Well, that's it. The taxpayer then pays. Come on, this is getting ridiculous. Thanks for the update. Kenny Burns with WYPR in Baltimore. This reminds me, I saw a story yesterday in the Boston paper about the city of Boston. Remember, Chicago put aside $5 million last month to pay off the obligations they had from suits against the city for the misdeeds of just one police officer. Boston has set aside $45 million to pay off suits that they've had that the new mayor just wants to take care of the last four or five, six years. Imagine that. What in the world? 21 after the hour. Who thinks this is... Is it 21 after Richie or is it 20 after?
It's 20 after.
It is 20. I'm going to get my clock straight. This kind of stuff, it just has to stop. Doesn't it? Why are we tolerating this? And those of you who continue to defend the police, I'm happy to defend the good ones and get rid of the bad ones so that we don't have this sort of thing. And I don't think I'm living in a myopia here, or utopia. Myopia maybe, but not a utopia. It's just, why shouldn't we expect to have really good service? We're paying for it. Why don't we get it? Why do we always feel this like it's us against them? If they really did a great job, as some police officers in some communities are doing, then they would be people's, you know, the good guy's friend. Help out. But they all have this, attitude.
I think in Baltimore here, you definitely need to start looking at the city management.
Yeah, absolutely. It's management, Richie. Always
city management is a mess.
Yep. 21 after the hour. Good day.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
One Hit Wonder time on Good Day. Who's this?
Molly.
Gonna be quiet. Molly's not telling us. Jennifer's not telling us.
No.
Richie's not telling us. Kenny.
Let's just
in. I almost
never
did.
Tell us. Good for you, Kenny.
But where this person is from, he talks like Molly.
No one knows who she is or what her name is.
He's not. He's actually from British Columbia. Time. Yeah. That's why he sounds like that, Richie.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Hi, who is this? 888-302-3684. The CD with a bunch of one-hit wonders on it will be yours. If you can identify the singer on Hot Child in the City. The fellow was born in London, raised in Vancouver, British Columbia. This song topped the American pop music charts during this week in 1978. So if you know who it is, you dial this up at 888-302-3684. Tell us the name of this one-hit wonder artist. Crank it up, Richie. Sounds like a girl, but it's not a girl.
It really does sound like a girl.
This fellow began his musical career as the frontman for the glam rock band Sweeney Todd. They had a string of number one hits in Canada. Went on to become a successful songwriter for Bette Midler, Joe Cocker, Pat Benatar. He's also composed songs for a lot of American and Canadian motion pictures and television programs. He went back to his home in British Columbia in the mid-90s, where he continues to tour. He's tried to record another hit, but hasn't had any luck with it, so this is it for him. Hot Child in the City. Crank it up.
See if you can hit this high note coming up, Doug.
How's that?
Very nice.
You like that?
What a professional.
Yeah, that's me. All right, let's get to Tim in Cody, Wyoming. Hi, Tim.
Hey, how are you?
Well, sir, and you?
I am Dandy.
Dandy. That's great
Dandy.
To hear. Dandy, you
Dandy
already...
Day.
Are you,
Dandy
doing,
Day in Cody, Wyoming.
That's Cody, Wyoming is a great place to be. Are you doing something special this weekend, holiday weekend, Memorial Day weekend?
I'm going to watch my daughter play in the state soccer championship.
Oh, cool.
Awesome.
All
right. Good
luck for her. Yeah, I hope she does well. All right, who do you think
Thank
this
you.
Is?
Nick Lowe.
Nick is right. Lowe is not right. All right, let's see here. Steve, who do you think this is?
Nick Gilder.
Nick Gilder is correctamundo. Yes. How did you know that? Wait a minute, where do you go?
What are you doing?
Yeah. I'm trying to get
up on him.
My phone, what's this, doesn't like the way.
His I mouse guess. Doesn't like.
Well, no, I don't have a mouse in it. I'm using the regular handset on the. People don't care. The only thing they care about is that I just...
He had three people punched up and dropped all of them, including the winner. So give us a call back.
Right. The answer is Nick Gilder. And for that, we will send you a CD with a lot of one-hit wonders on it. So we have these two ideas for contests. Might as well spill our guts out here, Richie.
Why not?
I want to give away a new... Timex watch.
Car. You wait, get wait. A car, and you get a car, and you get...
Oh, a no. new Timex watch.
Oh, wait a minute. Not a Timex
watch. Like that.
A new Timex watch.
He's a junk.
With the metal expandable band.
I'm going to give you all a watch.
I give you all right. No, a new Apple watch.
Oh, a new Apple watch. That's big deal.
We also have this, trip to give away. And we're going to line people up to... Have some fun. We'll do what we did before. Have people over the course of a month answer our various questions, and we'll put them in a list, and then we'll draw the name of the winner, I think. Maybe we'll do that for both of them. How's that for being creative?
Whatever, go ahead.
28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, just the other week, I was doing a remote broadcast from Southern California, and one of my good friends is perhaps one of the top pet masseuses or masseuses in the country. It's kind of interesting because Pam came down and we were looking at some of the animals, and you know, I've known her for years, and I kind of instituted the whole idea that pet massage is a good thing when I wrote some of my early books. But when we started talking, I found out it's not just pet massage anymore. You have choices. It could be Swedish, it could be acupressure, it could be stretching, it could be myofascial, it could be aromatherapy, it could be cold stone massage, or even yoga ball exercises. And now I'm hearing about Pilates for dogs as well. And you know, as far as I'm concerned, anything that your dog enjoys, as long as it's fun, as long as it's healthy, it's good for me. But massage is important, not only for making your dog feel better emotionally, but physiologically. If there's any lumps or bumps or sore spots, you'll know about it right away, and you can take care of them before they actually do become a problem. I'm Warren Eckstein.
At Kubota, value means getting more than you expected for less than you thought. Like the L2501 DT Compact Tractor. Now with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and factory rebates, you can do more for less. That's value. That's Kubota. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 60 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation USA. Subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels too, till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them. We just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
spend your life with extended overnight.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Facebook. Kenny, why don't you give us a little of that before we get back into the big stories of the day. The day yesterday was filled with a trip. We went down to New York looking for a dog for Meredith and ended up bringing a dog back for me.
Surprise!
Surprise!
Funny how that happened.
Yeah, and so this is a beautiful, nice, just a wonderful dog. Very sweet, sweet dog. Unfortunately, he's come down with something, and I don't know what it is, and I brought her in the middle of the night to the emergency vet center. So we'll see what happens. But Kenny posted on Facebook, facebook.com/good day, Twitter at good day, the picture of Millie, who's a two-year-old sort of terrier, makes little bigger than Charlotte, a little heavier. And that is what's, you know, the whole thing in my mind about Charlotte is this is one of the things we spent a lot of time talking about this yesterday and what the meaning of it was. There's like a whole philosophy here that I'm not going to get into, but this dog needed to be saved. And I believe that's why I, among many other things, the reason that I went down there to help Meredith find a dog for her, this dog was there and was like waiting, willing, and able. It's just really an amazing thing. So now that she's got some kind of pneumonia and a bunch of other stuff, we got to check out.
Yeah.
But you can see, I mean, she was.
It's hard to walk into any cow.
Oh, my God.
Or pound.
Yeah.
And not walk out everybody. With a dog.
I know. Meredith really said the same thing. When Brendan said, why don't you go over to the Buddy Dog Center, which is in the next town for me, after Charlotte had died, I just looked around and she said, I don't understand. Knowing you, why I didn't empty the place out and bring them all home.
Right.
But I think my tie to Charlotte is so strong and bond will be there forever. This isn't about a replacement for her.
No.
This is about helping the dogs. And I think in a way, Charlotte's involved in this because she saw this dog and the dogs that Meredith excuse me, was attracted to and brought them to our attention. So that's sort of where this goes and where it goes after this.
You also can't punish yourself. You know, whenever you feel, I mean, you shouldn't feel guilt whenever you feel like you're ready to get
guilt. I just misdraw it so much.
Of course.
And I don't, I'm not looking for somebody to fill her place. That's not what this is about.
No, but something new in your life.
Well, yeah, that and hopefully helping this dog. It's a beautiful little dog.
Be it Charlotte or any other dog, the companionship of a dog is a great thing to have. And when you're without that, you miss it.
Yeah. Well, I sure miss
whether it's Charlotte or, you know, Buddy the dog. Jennifer, one of the interesting things about Millie the dog, that Doug, he's like, I was like, Millie, where'd you get that name? I'm like, who made that name? And you know, Doug, he comes up with Millie. He just spits a name out of the air.
That's it. And we looked at each other, I said, when we looked, I said, Millie, that's the dog's name is Millie. But go ahead, tell the story.
So I said, he said, well, she had some name at the pound, and I don't know what it was. I'm like, what was the name at the pound that she had? And he's like, I don't know, something like Milagro. And I'm like, you're kidding me. One of my pugs is named Milagros, which is miracle, Spanish for miracle. And we call her Miracle, or we call her Milagros.
Yeah.
That's
and
funny.
It was because she was born 2 and 3 hours after the rest of the puppies in the litter.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was really interesting that Doug just comes home with this dog and has the same name as one of my dogs, which is Spanish word for miracle. And I would name her Miracle. I would keep Milagros. I would I would still call her Miracle.
But Millie's a cute little, I mean, that's a cute short name.
But all the way home, Meredith kept referring to her as a miracle. When you told us that she loved that,
and
glommed right onto
it. It's so, like, this little dog miracle that's in our life, she is the funniest little thing. And she is a miracle. She should have died. She should have not survived.
Yeah.
And you're looking at the same situation here. This dog was getting ready to be put down, and you saved her. It's a miracle. It's a reason she has that name.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's good to heed. Let's see what else is going on here. This quadruple homicide in the district where you are, Richie.
Wow.
I wanted to kind of like not go there because I just, there's so much. This week has been horrible.
You know, a couple of interesting things here.
God, go ahead.
Well, I mean, last week they find a family deceased in their house, and the house had been burned. And
four people killed.
And it looks like the fire was just to cover up. And I won't get into any gruesome details, but the fire was just to cover up. Person stole their Porsche, he drove it away, and he burned it up. So they were looking for who this could be. So they end up coming up with some clues. They have some very grainy videotape. And then they apparently he had held the family overnight. The
guy's name is Darren Wint.
Right.
All right, go ahead.
And he ordered a pizza, and the pizza was left there, and they were able to get and match his DNA off of the pizza.
Yeah.
Skin particles from his mouth left on the pizza. So they find out who the guy is. They release it yesterday, and he's got a girlfriend in the Bronx. They go to New York. They just miss him up there. He comes back to Maryland in College Park, where the University of Maryland is. They follow him into D.C. Apparently, he's in a car with two girls being followed by a box truck with two guys in it. They close in on him, and they catch him, and there's $10,000 in the back of the truck.
Yeah.
What apparently happened is that he used to work for the guy, the father of the family that he killed, and went to their house, held them captive, made the guy call his company, and had them deliver $40,000 to the house.
Mm-hmm.
So he had held them overnight until he could get the guy to call the company.
Mm-hmm.
So now the guy's in jail, and apparently four of his friends who were helping him, driving him around, are also going to go to jail. The guy was a certified welder.
Mm-hmm.
They make good money.
Yeah, they do.
So what are you thinking?
Never
for $40,000.
You're not thinking. You're thinking the ego gets takes over or whatever.
Yeah, but
he's
under
the influence of.
You got to think
he's
scorned
in some way.
Yeah, because I mean, you know, this guy probably makes 60, 70, 80 grand as if he's a good welder.
He's had many arrests. This guy's been in trouble with the law many, many times.
Yeah.
It's not like he was on the up
His
and up.
His first rodeo,
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of trouble, the California oil spill has been much on our mind this week. Maybe because there are a lot of drips out there. Get it? Excuse me. The oil spill.
Stick to the stories, Dougie.
Really? That's about a pipeline that ruptured off the coast of Santa Barbara. The pipeline carries 1,300 barrels of oil an hour. It can carry 2,000 barrels of oil an hour. The cleanup continued yesterday. Officials say that a lot of lobsters, fish, marine life, killed by this leak. But do we go to the place where the environmentalists go and say, okay, we've got to stop shipping all the oil on these pipelines because it's too dangerous? That's what the environmental people want to have happen. Let's stop the flow of oil because it's too dangerous for the wildlife. So how do you measure this? How do you get a good feel for what is right? Who wants to see an environmental disaster? Nobody. Who wants to see $5 a gallon oil? Nobody. So, and this pipeline helps us to not be reliant on foreign sources of oil. This is domestic oil. I don't know where it's ending up. Probably a lot of the stuff that we are getting out of the ground here, as crazy as it is, gets sold on the open market. It goes somewhere else, and we still end up buying our oil to use here and bring it in here from other places. But we still, because we have more of it, it's better. But yet these things are very troubling when you see the wildlife that's hurt. So what's the balance here? How do we fix this? This is not a new problem. But yet each time it happens, it seems like it's new because there are the cries for stop this, whatever that is. Stop drilling offshore. Stop drilling at all. Stop using oil. Use solar. Use wind. Okay, great. How do we do that and still have economy?
Yeah, it's not realistic.
No, but a lot of these people are not realistic, Jennifer. That's the whole idea behind me asking the question.
I mean, I love animals, and I respect them. I never want to see animals put in jeopardy, but at the same time, I mean, how often do these oil spills happen? I mean, I would call on these oil companies that are making a lot of money to make sure that they're up to code, make sure that they're doing everything they can to be safe, and of course there's going to be an accident at that point. You just have to kind of deal with it in the meantime while you're developing all these other alternate sources of energy.
Yeah.
Well, this company... Plains All American has been responsible for 175 spill incidents nationwide since 2006.
So that's
11 in California. The one in Atwater Village actually was connected to this.
They should be, I mean, those oil refineries, they make a lot of money, mm-hmm. and they should be held to a code of equipment safety, and, you know, they should be held to that. Now, I don't know what kind of, I'm no oil expert, but I don't know what kind of safety checks and practices they have to do, but maybe that needs to be reevaluated.
All right, let's find out what people know about oil. Jennifer, what's 15W30?
Is it that stuff you spray on your hinges? What is it?
That's WD-40?
My locker combination.
Isn't that an engine oil?
It is. That's very,
very good,
Bob.
But with the numbers.
15, what is it? 1530, 1540. What are those?
They're different grades of oil, different weights of oil. I use different ones in my car, and I used to change the oil on my bike.
The thickness.
Yeah. Of the oil. Right, good. Okay. Use thinner in the winter, thicker in the summer, depending on.
Can I use viscosity in my dating profile?
Yes, you can, yeah. I'm looking for a
Jennifer
guy
who has high viscosity.
High viscosity.
That's what I heard.
Speaking of engines, if you're a construction worker or you have a construction company, even better. If you're needing construction equipment, things like excavators, wheel loaders, trucks, trailers, motor graders, compactors, even military surplus trucks, Humvees. If you are looking for anything like this, go to ironplanet.com, ironplanet.com. Right now, Iron Planet is putting together the pieces for their big auction next Thursday and Friday. The leader in online auctions for construction equipment, Iron Planet. Trucks, trailers, government surplus trucks. Government surplus equipment. All items are inspected and backed by the ironclad assurance from Iron Planet. I know because I've sold equipment through Iron Planet. I know about their insurance. I know because I worked with a guy for a day who came out to inspect all the equipment to certify that it was what we said it was in the advertising. And that's why so many people love to deal with Iron Planet because they know what they're getting. You know what you get as a result of their inspection reports. Don't miss Iron Planet's huge 2-day auction. It's going on next Thursday and Friday. next Thursday and Friday. 2,200 items on sale featuring late model, low hour construction equipment, trucks from Ring Power, Kelly Tractor, Mustang Cat, and a lot more. Don't miss out on this huge May auction. Preview items, you can see the photos of them, browse the inventory, bid on the
stuff.
Items that you want. Yeah, this is cool stuff.
That's good stuff.
That's a lot of fun. So here's what you do, Richie. You text the word LIFT, L-I-F-T, to 511-511. Registration on ironplanet.com is free. Text the word LIFT to 511-511. See all the items in Iron Planet's giant May auction. That's, again, texting the word LIFT to 511-511. Iron Planet's huge May auction.
Now that Rite Aid is part of the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is more rewarding than ever. Why? Because now Wellness Plus with Plenty gives you a second way to save with Plenty Points, which works similar to Plus Up Rewards, only better. Because Plenty Points can be earned in one place and used for savings at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon and Mobil, and other participating partners. So if you like Plus Up, you're going to love Plenty Points. Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
You've helped make Lumber Liquidators North America's largest specialty retailer of hardwood flooring. To say thanks, we've made unbelievable price cuts on top quality floors at our customer appreciation sale. It's your chance to get refinished hardwood for just 99 cents. And Strand Bamboo, our most durable bamboo, from an incredible $149. Plus deals on 400 beautiful floors, including quality laminate from 49 cents. And 24-month special financing. You trust our value, we value your trust. So get to the customer appreciation sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
They say every healthy relationship should have a balance of predictability and spontaneity. In fact, it is that assurance of security that makes the spontaneous possible. Your relationship with your car should be a little like that, too. With our industry-leading unlimited mileage warranty, your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz instills a sense of confidence. You drive away knowing that you can keep driving for up to 3 years and never have to worry about the miles. Add to that our complimentary prepaid maintenance on select models, and your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz becomes the ultimate carefree escape vehicle.
Only during the Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned sales event going on now through June 1st can you receive your first 2 months' payments on us on select models, plus 3 months of SiriusXM satellite radio. So hurry in today. It might just be the most predictable spur-of-the-moment decision you've ever made.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
At Choice Hotels, we know business trips start with a choice. Stay or go. You can press send or press palms. Start a chat room or chat in an actual room. Just remember, opportunities won't come to you. You got to get out there to get things done.
Should I stay or should I go?
ChoiceHotels.com makes it fast and easy to find a range of choice hotels like Comfort Inn and Suites. So stay with us for business and book now at ChoiceHotels.com. You always have a choice.
Hi, Jen. The Red Nose Day benefit was all over television. A lot of people talking about it. I profess not to know anything about it.
I'm with you.
I don't get it.
I saw it, but I didn't really pay any attention to it.
Yeah, it didn't
register.
This
is something that started in England.
Yeah.
And it was started to help raise money for children and young people living in poverty. And it came to NBC for the first time. And a lot of people liked it and a lot of people watched. It was huge on social media, so it'll be back again. A ton of celebrities. I mean, Julia Roberts.
But what's the point? What are they doing? What are they trying to do?
To raise money. Raise money for kids living in poverty.
Okay. Why is it called Red Nose Day?
I don't know.
The clown noses, yeah.
Yeah, they all do that, and that's what the beauty of social media was, because everybody was wearing the red nose on social media.
All right. Well,
now the story that we have though about your favorite band Coldplay, is that they wrote a Game of Thrones musical for Red Nose Day.
Ah, that's right too.
Which remember we played a little bit of
yesterday.
That.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
All right. David Letterman's final Late Show had its biggest audience in 2 decades. Oh, if only he had signed off earlier, he would have beat Leno.
Right, at least once, anyway.
At least once, exactly. Yeah. Had a lot of celebrities helping him, and he had 13.7 million viewers, which was it's a lot of people. That late at night. Now, exciting news for all of us, because Greg Grunberg is a friend of the show, and Rich and I think Ken, we watch Heroes.
Yep.
Heroes Reborn is coming back in the fall, and they're bringing back some of the old cast members from the original Heroes. Greg Grunberg has been re-signed to come back as Officer Matt Parkman.
Why don't you I said invite you on Twitter. Richie, why don't you send him a note?
I will.
All right. I might send him a note for me, too. All right. What about Maggie Gyllenhaal?
Gyllenhaal.
Gyllenhaal.
She's too old to play the love interest of somebody who's 20 years old. What the heck is that
all
about?
She won't say who, but in an interview, she said that there's something wrong with Hollywood. She's 37 and got turned down for a role, saying that she was too old to play the love interest of a 55-year-old guy.
Time for a suit.
Wow.
51 at the hour and good day.
This is a nationwide announcement for consumers owing back taxes to the IRS. The slowdown in the U.S. economy has forced renewed action by the Internal Revenue Service. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlement amounts from qualifying consumers who owe back taxes. If you're eligible, your back tax settlement may be discounted by thousands of dollars. A specially assigned national hotline has been directly routed to Defense Tax Group. Consumers may now call and check their eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Financial stability is a major priority during the slow economy, so you're advised to dial this national hotline number now. 800-678-4191. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, you may now find significant relief. You could save thousands of dollars if you qualify. Call now and get free vital information and to check your eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Call the Defense Tax Group now. 800-678-4191. That's 800-678-4191. 800-678-4191.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
After the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Want to go away? This is a...
Oh, my God. It's already Memorial Day weekend, boys and girls.
Moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas. This is Memorial Day weekend, the start unofficially of the vacations, the summertime picnics, barbecues, go in the pool. It's kind of chilly here. I don't know about the 64 degrees here on the farm this morning. But just thinking about this being Memorial Day is a mind blower. Seems like just 5 minutes ago we had Labor Day, which was the end of summer last year. And where does it all go? My heavens. Well, it's time to start enjoying. A lot of people, actually yesterday when we went down to New York, the roads were clogged. And I said to Mary, what the heck is this? Well, everybody's going away for Mother's Day. But last week when I came...
Mother's Day?
Mother's Day, yeah. Well, it was Mother's Day a couple of weeks ago. And then it was graduation. When I went to Florida on when did I go to Florida? Tuesday. The airport was packed, and I said to the woman at the counter, because I was trying to get a better seat, and, oh, no, all the seats are tight. Why? Well, there was graduation. So last week it was graduation. Yeah. Everybody's going home from graduation. And we're driving to New York yesterday. We're trying to even get there. And I said, what the heck's going on? And Meredith said, oh, this is Memorial Day. I had forgotten all about it. And
the traffic started yesterday. It'll be so much better today. People were running yesterday.
Yeah. Wow. Anyway, so
do you know that I was listening to the news the other day, and they were talking about, because everybody uses Waze and Google Maps for traffic and all these different apps now to help them navigate through rush hour and everything, that now they've been able to take all that data and calculate when the best and worst travel times on holidays are by looking at all of the data that we supply them when we use it on a day-to-day basis.
Pretty amazing, isn't it?
It is.
All right, let's get to we have some travel news coming up in just a moment here on Good Day.
To celebrate their newest Wii U game, Splatoon, Nintendo hosted an event called Splatoon Mess Fest at the Santa Monica Pier.
We're bringing Splatoon for the Wii U to life in an amazingly fun way. We're going to have teams of four pairing off against each other, going through this obstacle course.
Actor James Marsden was on hand with his daughter. He was one of several well-known celebrities who ran through a giant game-themed obstacle course inspired by Splatoon, where they were splattered with colorful ink.
It's nice to have games that are good family-friendly games. It's an action shooter, but it's a kid-friendly one.
In addition to running the course, celebrities and event participants had a chance to play Splatoon at one of the mini gaming stations at the event. Willow Shields from Hunger Games tried her hand at the game.
I'm here to have fun and be in the obstacle course. I see bright colors that will probably be in my hair tonight, so it'll be really fun, yeah. You know, Nintendo's always made really fun, family-friendly games, so I love it, yeah.
For more information, go to splatoon.nintendo.com.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more longs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour. 2 times faster than Claritin. And stay strong for 24 hours. New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines, refers to first dose only. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
All right, car talk time. As long as we're into the technical side of travel, General Motors says because they own the software in the vehicle that you bought, they license the software, that they have a copyright and they own the software code. So now John Deere has the same thing going on with its tractors. So people are asking, wait a minute, I bought this car, and when I buy the car, doesn't that mean I own everything in it? General Motors says, no.
Wow, that's ours.
You don't. OnStar belongs to us. So if I'm buying a GM car, guess what? You can take the OnStar and wipe your ears with it, because I don't want it. I'd say that I wouldn't. John Deere Tractor would probably say the same thing, too. I just find this to be a little... not facetious is the right word, but I find it to be a reach. If you buy a car, you buy a car. You buy what's in the car. You don't rent the tires. You don't rent the gas tank. You don't rent the back seat in the car. You buy it, and you own what's in the car. What am I missing here? Am I on the right page or the wrong page with this? Everybody agree with me?
So far, so good.
Yeah.
One of the things that's noticeable, this forward-looking driverless car future that we have,
mm-hmm.
The self-driving cars will eliminate half of the... Oh, this is maybe a good thing. Most people will say, yeah, if you're an environmentalist, it's a good thing. Eliminating auto sales or cutting auto sales by 40 to 50% if we go with driverless cars. So Ford, GM have to adapt to this or they die, according to Barclays. Uber and companies like that will win because people that don't drive a lot and they don't want to be in a driverless car, they'll go hire Uber. How about that for food for thought?
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.